Coming up next weekend on Saturday, September 6th, a really cool event up in Hillsboro, Bluegrass at Moorfields. It's from 2 to 7 p.m. at Historic Moorfields up in Hillsboro. Great, great afternoon and evening featuring a bunch of awesome bluegrass bands from the area, the Nash Street Ramblers, Cagle Family and Friends, Bethesda Bluegrass Band, and Constant Change out of Raleigh. And joining us now from Constant Change is Clifton Preddy. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Aaron, for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us about Constant Change. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together about 12 years now, and started in 2002, and based kind of centrally around the Raleigh area, and Alamance County and Johnson County and Granville County, so we're kind of surround the Raleigh area.
How did you guys come together as a band?
Well, the bass player is Zach McLam, and he kind of called me and said, look, do you want to play and jam together? And we got together. He called a couple of friends over at his father's house, and a couple of months later, said, well, let's get back together again at my house, and that's kind of where it all began.
So this show, we're speaking with Clifton Preddy of Constant Change. This show that's coming up on Saturday the 6th, Bluegrass at Moorfields, is going to be a really, really great show, bringing together four different bluegrass bands from the area. And I don't think everyone knows out there that the bluegrass scene is as rich as it is in the Triangle.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. You know, North Carolina has been rich in tradition of bluegrass. And, you know, with the introduction of the IBMA into the Raleigh area last year and the extension of that event up through, I think, the year 2018, North Carolina is really poised to even further strengthen its ties to bluegrass. So there's a lot going on. It's kind of not an unknown, but probably less known of a type of music, but one that's has a lot of deep roots in North Carolina and the South in general.
And how would you describe your influences? I think people know bluegrass. People who know bluegrass may just know the general category, but how would you describe your influences within it?
Well, all of us kind of grew up as part of, you know, in a family of music. So all of us have been playing music since we were kids. We're all grown adults, you know, with families and so forth now, but naturally the biggest influences are going to be the ones that, you know, are from our family. You know, for instance, mine is a great, you know, great uncle and cousins that played and so forth. My dad played a little bit. The rest of them, the guys, their fathers played and family. But outside of the family, you know, it's those famous names that you hear about, such as Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, the Stanleys, and then later, you know, later generations is the Bluegrass Album Band, Tony Rice, and so forth. So, you know, all of those guys, even up until the later instances of people like Lonesome River Band, Third Time Out, all of those play a part into the influence that we have and bring together as a band.
Now, the show is going to be on Saturday, September 6th. It's Bluegrass at Moorfields. It's going to run from 2 to 7 p.m. at Historic Moorfields in Hillsboro. And again, Constant Change, just one of four great bands that are going to be there. Nash Street Ramblers, Cagle Family and Friends, and the Bethesda Bluegrass Band. We've got a couple of songs from Constant Change. We heard Mountain Man already last hour to get folks ready for this interview and for the show next Saturday. This track that I want to play now is called A Rose for Marie. So, Clifton, if you could just introduce this one for us.
Sure. This is a song that was pitched to us by Tom T. and Dixie Hall. Dixie Hall wrote this one. For those of you that don't know them, they're very prolific songwriters, and I think a lot of people know Tom T. and his great success over songwriting country music for many years. We were happy to have had the pleasure of signing with Blue Circle Records, which is their record company, with this latest album. And so this is one of the songs that they pitched to us. We liked it. And it's a song that was written by Dixie and written about Marie, which is John Hartford's wife. I don't know if for those of you that follow the bluegrass or the folk scene, he's a famous folk songwriter and a performer. And so it talks about a lost love and you know, it's got an interesting story. But it was actually written about lost love and John Hartford's wife by Miss Dixie Hall.